finishes that one.
I will be the difference. Will you?
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning. KSL News Time, 5 o'clock. Today is Thursday, June 20th. This is Utah's Morning News. And for Grant Nielsen today, I'm Brian Martin.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, a little cooler, 53 degrees.
No problems on the freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top national story this hour. The Senate is getting close to a deal on immigration reform.
Negotiators say there could be a compromise within the next 24 hours. Jeff Kaplan is live at the KSL National News Desk. Jeff?
Amanda, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says this is a key moment as senators close in on a deal that'll sway senators on both sides of the aisle to vote yes.
I think we're going to have a political breakthrough. The Congress is going to pass immigration reform. I think we're going to get plus 70 votes. I've never been more optimistic about it, so it would be great if we could pass immigration.
The compromise they're crafting to spend $10 billion on border security, but no green cards for undocumented workers till after the border is shored up. They could line up the Senate votes by the weekend. Live, Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio, uncharted waters for Utah lawmakers as they move forward with an investigation into Attorney General John Swallow. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams explains live in the KSL 24-hour News Center. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, Brian. Though we're only now approaching a fact-finding stage, if we continue down this road, it's really the first time in the state's history that the legislature will have impeached an elected official. Only once before have lawmakers even talked about it. It was over a judge who resigned before an investigation could begin. Paul Cassell is a former federal judge, now working as a law professor at the U.
There's been a lot of allegations that have been made, a lot of smoke, but no proven fire yet. And so the question is going to be, is smoke enough to move forward with an impeachment proceeding? And I think probably not.
Regardless, whatever happens from here is likely a precedent-setting journey. Yesterday's meeting irritated Democrats. Republicans and caucus voted to move forward without any House Democrats present. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
Three football players at the Naval Academy have been charged with sexually assaulting a female midshipman last year and making a false official statement. The woman claimed she was assaulted at an off-campus party.
More details are emerging about the arrest of two New York men accused of plotting to build and use a homemade ray gun. Prosecutor John Duncan says the X-ray device would have been fully capable of killing.
This particular device would be capable of emitting X-ray radiation. This device would have been capable of doing that and killing people.
Sources say their targets included Muslims and President Obama.
The FBI, for the first time, has acknowledged using drones to spy on Americans. Outgoing Director Robert Mueller made the admission during a congressional hearing. This is Republican Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa questioning Mueller.
Does the FBI use drones for surveillance on U.S. soil?
Yes.
I want to go on to a question.
Let me just put it in context, though, in a very, very minimal way, and very seldom.
Privacy advocates are outraged, and Congress is putting pressure on the agency to limit spying on the incident.
The Taliban say they're ready to hand over a captive U.S. soldier in exchange for five of their senior operatives being held at Guantanamo Bay. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl disappeared in eastern Afghanistan back in June of 2009.
A suspected child molester is in custody after just one day on the FBI's most wanted list. Spokesman Bill Lewis says Walter Williams will make his first court appearance in Los Angeles later today.
Having him as a top 10 fugitive is what really led to his capture.
The former professor was arrested Tuesday in Mexico after a local recognized him and called police.
Other national stories, KSL is following food safety rules that include making sure workers' hands are washed are being delayed in the House until the FDA studies the economic impact. The proposed rules would require farmers and food companies to take new precautions against contamination.
Money remains tight for many Utah families, and that has led to people looking to barter to get dental care. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has more live in the KSL 24-hour News Center. Becky?
Amanda, the website YouExchange gives people a place to go who want to barter or trade for services they need rather than paying cash. And the Daily Herald found a good number of Utahns looking for this. Dental care. One man is offering furniture for dental work. There's an artist offering sculptures and portraits for long-term dental care. And dentists are posting what they need as well. One dentist offering service to someone who can do some sheetrocking and painting at his house. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Well, it's winner take all tonight when the Spurs and Heat meet in Miami for Game 7 of the NBA Finals. LeBron James and the Heat will become back-to-back champions, or it'll be Tim Duncan and San Antonio winning their fourth title in just 10 years.
Sign her up. The 44-year-old daughter of former New York Yankees manager Joe Torre caught a one-year-old boy who had tumbled off a second-floor fire escape in Brooklyn. Police say Christina Torre was walking in front of an apartment building Wednesday when the child climbed out of the apartment onto the fire escape and tumbled. The child is in stable condition. Is that just amazing?
Crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
And still to come on Utah's Morning News.
Is the real estate market about to crash and burn again? I'm Heather Kelly.
And we'll take an early look at your morning commute. That's just ahead.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
The best of everything online and in life. The Browsers with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson. 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 5:15, how about this? Mechanics really do charge you more if you're a woman.
Hmm.
Other news we're following, not much of a break for firefighters in Colorado. Just days after they finally managed to tame the worst wildfire in state history, another popped up south of Denver.
So far, they're estimating it is about 150 to 200 acres. They don't know exactly because of the smoke.
Jefferson County Sheriff Ted Mink says swirling winds are creating even more difficult conditions.
With news of wildfires raging across half dozen states, officials say this could be the worst fire season in 100 years.
This is kind of unprecedented, seeing this kind of dryness this early with a longer summer coming.
That's fire behavior analyst Gary Wookner. Salt Lake County is considering whether to put restrictions in place for fireworks. We'll have a full report coming up at 5:30 on Utah's Morning News.
Home prices have soared 20% in the last year. So, is there another bubble about to burst?
Bidding wars. Houses selling in just days instead of months or years. The pattern is very similar to the real estate market just before the housing bubble burst in 2008. So are Americans headed for another disaster? Veritas lending manager Mark Moyes doesn't think so.
The difference between the housing bubble before versus now is primarily the quality of buyers, and the lack of inventory right now is really what's focusing and driving, I should say, the prices of homes going up.
Moyes says everyone and his dog could get a loan back in the day. Now lending requirements are much more stringent. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Giving your child antibiotics during their first year could mean they'll develop eczema later on. British researchers say chances increase by 40%, but they also say the use of antibiotics could be the result of the treatment of higher-than-usual rates of infection among children with eczema. At least one in five children suffers from the skin condition, though most grow out of it. KSL News Time, 5:09. Time for our first check this morning of traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And good morning, Ricky Meese.
Good morning, Brian and Amanda. We are looking at a pretty nice start to the commute. I don't have any kind of problems reported on the freeways, main secondaries, or our side streets. If you are traveling northbound on I-15, it's a straight shot from Draper to downtown. 20 to 25 minutes gets you there. If you're coming in from the north, southbound on I-15, about 15 to 20 minutes, give or take, from Lagoon in the Farmington area into 6 North downtown. The 21st South Freeway, all clear, and over to the east, a very, very light commute on I-80 coming in from Parley's Canyon. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. It's a treat for June. We stay cooler than usual. In fact, temperature ought to stay below 80 degrees in a cool morning. 40s and 50s. We're up to about 78 later today. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
It's a little cooler this morning, 53 downtown.
All right, so how do you recover if you're the federal government? You've got everything going on right now. The IRS apparently targeting conservative groups. Phone tapping done by the NSA.
Mm-hmm.
TWA Flight 800, now there's these whistleblowers coming out saying, no, it was a missile, it wasn't an explosion from that plane crash
so
17 years ago.
Present government and past
this
government.
This is not just right now. This, because of that flight, this now includes... yeah, like government from 20 years ago.
Right.
So doesn't this kind of throw a big question mark on what government is in our lives
can
right now?
Can you ever trust it?
Can you ever trust government? Interesting question, and we're talking to former Utah Senator Bob Bennett about that very question coming up at about 6:45 this morning right here on Utah's Morning News.
102.7 FM, KSL News Radio, and 1160 AM, Utah's News Traffic and Weather Station.
Join KSL News Radio for the Sugar House Fireworks Show, Thursday, July 4th at Sugar House Park. Get there early to reserve a great spot, then stay all day to enjoy live music, food, crafts, entertainment, and more. Make your Independence Day special with the best fireworks show in Salt Lake. To find out more, visit KSLNewsRadio.com. The Sugar House Fireworks Show, brought to you by Carl's Jr., Jamba Juice, KSL 5 TV, and KSL News Radio. Slide in for savings today at DaveSmith.com's annual Home Run Savings Event. Our bases are loaded with over 1,500 Dodge, Chryslers, Jeeps, Rams, Chevys, GMCs, Buicks, Cadillacs, and top-quality pre-owned vehicles. It is worth it to buy from DaveSmith.com. Log on and see why we are the world's largest Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. Call 800-635-8000 or go to DaveSmith.com to get a great deal.
What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? What if something you already do every day suddenly had the power to help you live longer, look younger, have more energy, lose weight, save money, get sick less, feel better more, reduce risk of chronic disease, increase lifespan, improve cholesterol, and refresh your outlook? It's Green Tea HP. Remember, it's a substitute, not a supplement. By replacing the high-cost, high-calorie, low-nutrition drinks that currently provide you no nutritional return on investment with Green Tea HP, you not only reduce your consumption of high-calorie, low-nutrition beverages, you increase your intake of energy, anti-aging, wellness, and weight loss-promoting ingredients. Green Tea HP in 36 refreshing flavors and caffeine-free, too. Available at Fashion Place, Southtown, Newgate Mall, Red Cliffs, and every major mall along the Wasatch Front. What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Green Tea HP.
Having a conversation with your child is like putting money in the bank. For example, every time you ask your child,
"So, how was your day?"
you've just added to your conversation trust account. And when you say to your child,
"Good job, son,"
you get double deposits. And the more you ask, the more you put away. And it's good advice to... excuse me. And it's good advice to have... Stop that! And it's good advice to have little chats with your child as often as you can. Thank you. Because someday, when they're teenagers, it may pay off big dividends.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
Thanks, Dad. I think you're right.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Visit us at Mormon.org.
court decisions. Could they come down on Thursday? Has to be either Thursday or Monday, and we'll keep an eye on it on the Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Extra traffic and extra weather on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Everything's more or less unprecedented from here as lawmakers move forward looking into John Swallow. An elected official has never been impeached in Utah. I'm KSL News Radio's Ian Tarrato.
Other local stories we're following this hour. The federal government is spending less and less on preventing wildfires, even as the nation endures increasingly destructive fires. The Obama administration is proposing a 31% cut to the main program that clears brush and overgrown trees to prevent forest fires.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Right now, looking at a nice drive north and southbound I-15, and that's going to be between Lagoon and Lehigh, the 201, I-215's Belt Route, I-80, all in great shape, and it's a crash-free start to our morning drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a real treat for a June afternoon. Sunny skies, breezy and cooler. Our high temperatures in the upper 70s. Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
And this morning, a much cooler 53 degrees.
The number of American households taking care of a child with significant health issues or an adult who needs help is rising sharply. Susanna Fox of the Pew Research Center says almost 40% of U.S. adults are now caregivers.
Well, it's concentrated among people between 30 and 64. We do see that about a third of people in their 20s report being a caregiver.
Fox says that's nearly a 10% increase in caregiver households in just the past 2 years.
Well, there may really be a double standard for car repairs. ABC's Elizabeth Leamy set out to answer the question, who pays more, men or women?
ABC News took two nearly identical cars, one driven by men and one by women, into five mechanic shops. But first, we deliberately blew a fuse so the wipers wouldn't work. Two shops told the men it was just a fuse, but told the women they needed complicated and more costly wiring work. Mechanic Audra Forden says the key is to find a good shop before you need it.
There are good shops out there, and you'll know when you find them. Go there for a small service, checking tire pressure, something really simple, and then trust your intuition.
Elizabeth Leamy, ABC News, New York.
FBI's Robert Mueller is about to retire. He went before the Senate Judiciary Committee, and they were praising him, giving him a lot of applause. We'll go in depth in about 4 or 5 minutes here on KSL.
KSL's top national story, the Taliban is offering to release a U.S. Army sergeant held captive since 2009. But there are strings attached, including the release of five Taliban members being held at Guantanamo.
Now for more of our top national stories, here's Jeff Kaplan at the KSL National News Desk.
Brian, tributes are pouring in following the death of actor James Gandolfini, dead of a heart attack at age 51. He didn't want to be remembered as the guy who played Tony Soprano.
When it's over, it's over. I mean, I walk away and the first thing I want to do is shed Tony. So, no, I don't carry that guy around with me.
He played a gruff mob boss, but such a sweet guy. When he visited the diner where they filmed that last Sopranos scene, he brought food.
One night he brought sushi in for everybody and we had, it was very nice.
He brought food to a restaurant. That diner was packed last night in tribute. Jody Arias goes back to court for round two. Lawyers will talk to the judge today ahead of the penalty retrial that will answer the question, life or death. Those in the know are scoffing at reports that a missile brought down TWA Flight 800. George Stephanopoulos was in the Clinton administration back then.
I was at the White House, working at the White House then, in the Situation Room meetings with the NTSB and the FBI. Never any hint of any kind of a cover-up that I saw or heard.
A new documentary claims the government covered up a missile attack against the jetliner. In Alaska, how hot is it?
State health officials took the unusual step of warning normally sun-starved residents to use sunscreen.
That's ABC reporter Neil Karlinski on Alaska temperatures topping out around 96 degrees.
Holy cow.
With lots of time to enjoy the heat, 19 hours of sunlight a day this time of year. Game 7 tonight. Miami's fair-weather Heat fans are taking heat for walking out of Game 6 near the end. When Miami came back, they rushed back in from the parking lot. Ushers wouldn't let them in. We'll see if they learn their lesson tonight. Game time is 7 o'clock.
Stay in your seats, people.
That's not the usher's call. They have a ticket, they have a ticket.
Well,
since when is the usher?
Because you got to get your hand stamped or something, right, if you want to come
back
in.
That's not the usher's call. Why
was the ticket holder, I'd be...
Stay in your seat till
there's
the
a
end.
Lawsuit
stay
there.
There's a lawsuit.
Hey, there's a story we're following this morning that there's a report that tens of thousands of surgeries every year are not really needed.
Yeah, how about that?
More on that coming up on KSL.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour.
Right now, 519, traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Back over to you, Miss Ricky.
Thank you, Amanda. Looking at a nice ride north and southbound I-15 in Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah County. We are starting to see the first signs of increasing traffic northbound I-15 coming around the point of the mountain from Utah County, headed towards Draper and Sandy. Southbounders in Davis County, you have a little bit of traffic to deal with, but only in spots and in all the usual places, thereby Hill Air Force Base, Layton Hills Mall, Kaysville, and into Bountiful and North Salt Lake. But overall, southbounders holding up just fine. Over to the east, it's like it's in the middle of the night because we have so few cars on I-215 and I-80. We do have a little more traffic going on I-215's west belt, both at the north and south end. If you're northbound, it's mostly there in West Valley from about 3500 south up to the 201. And southbound, a few spots of traffic scattered between the legacy switch off down to I-80. Utah's air can get bad. Do your part. Pledge to ride UTA in July at utaRideClear.com and receive a free one-week pass while supplies last. Sponsored by UTA and Zions Bank. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, time now for our seven-day forecast, and here is Grant Wayman.
Guys, I'm calling it a treat for June. A cold front cooled us off yesterday. You probably noticed that. And today we stay below 80, highs in the upper 70s after a kind of a nippy morning out there. Friday, sunny skies and only a little warmer, highs about 83, sunny and 82 for Saturday, so some nice days ahead. Hotter on Sunday with the south wind, we're back to about 90 and mostly sunny. Monday, more clouds and 88. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and storms, highs 87. Wednesday, back to the low 90s for the high. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now we're all the way down to 51 degrees.
Plenty of tough questions, but also some bipartisan praise for the outgoing FBI chief in his latest Senate appearance before retiring.
ABC's Vic Ratner reports now from the Capitol.
In his last Senate appearance before his retirement in September, FBI Chief Robert Mueller got bipartisan praise for bringing the Bureau into the 21st century, turning the agency from chasing bank robbers to disrupting terrorist plots in the post-9/11 era. Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse was among those who had worked with Mueller as a government prosecutor.
You were a terrific member of the Department of Justice and a terrific United States attorney. You have made an awful lot of people proud, sir, and we are very glad to have had the chance to work with you.
Mueller defended government surveillance programs as legal and carefully supervised, told senators the information collected is part of what he called connecting the dots to disrupt terrorism.
You never know which dot is going to be key. What you want is as many dots as you can. If you close down a program like this, you are removing dots from the playing field.
After several Republican senators said they're hearing more and more complaints from people who said they were targeted by the Internal Revenue Service, Mueller promised an aggressive investigation.
I will pull no punches in terms of where that investigation would lead.
Director Mueller told senators about a dozen agents are now working on the IRS investigation full-time, with more being pulled into service across the country to interview witnesses. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Capitol.
Wasn't it interesting yesterday, Brian, when we talked to Liz McDonald from Fox Business? She said a couple of the thwarted attacks that didn't get a lot of attention were the ones on Wall Street that were entirely within the United States. Mm-hmm. These were terrorists that may have been originally from outside of the United States,
right.
but were conducted entirely within the United States that were thwarted as a result of that PRISM program.
Yeah.
Interesting. So we'll continue to follow what happens with the FBI moving forward after Director Mueller is gone. Coming up at 6:20, an hour from now, we'll speak with ABC News crime and terrorism consultant Brad Garrett, who's always interesting. We'll talk with him a little bit about the latest with the NSA scandal, and we may ask him to weigh in if there's time on the TWA Flight 800 news that broke yesterday.
Be interesting to get his take on that whole thing,
Yeah, I'm not sure what he was doing at the time. That he may have been in the FBI.
I was just thinking that. Could have been in the FBI at that time.
I wonder if he
could be
give
an interesting
us,
take
that
on
would
that.
Would be. That's next hour at 6:20 on KSL.
KSL News Time, 5:24.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone.
The young or old.
Smokers or non-smokers.
You or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer. And not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of six leading lung cancer advocacy groups.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
We're watching Utah's Money. Two of the biggest names in 3D printing are merging. The $403 million deal will allow Stratasys to compete in the consumer 3D printing space when it buys MakerBot.
The world's second biggest economy may be faltering. China's new export orders dropped sharply this month and production fell for the first time in 8 months. The Asian country is trying to stimulate its economy even while it tries to contain an explosion of credit.
And we're watching the futures markets right now. The Dow futures have recovered, if you will, at least a little bit. They're only down now 83 points. The NASDAQ down 24 points. S&P 500 down 11.
When we take a look at stories coming up in just a moment, Salt Lake County is considering fireworks restrictions. They may not be the only one. Details on that in just a moment on KSL News Radio.
It's about to get all nasty up in here.
Mid to perhaps upper 90s. Yes, very, very hot.
It's getting hot in here.
The summer swelter.
Summer swelter. We'll tell you when it breaks.
A KSL forecast every 10 minutes on the nines.
Mornings and afternoons.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Shields is gear, passion, sports, and great events that help you get the most out of the activities you love. Here's what Shields is bringing you next.
Join us for the Berkeley Fish Fest. Visit with Shields experts and fishing pros in the industry. Stop by the Berkeley Experience trailer for great deals and more to start the fishing season. Don't forget to register to win prizes and fun family activities all weekend long at this free event. Berkeley Fish Fest at Shields, June 28th through the 30th.
Shields, we're right there with you. And right there in Sandy at 114th and State Street.
Celebrate the Deer Valley Music Festival's 10th anniversary with the Utah Symphony and Opera. This year's festival kicks off with a bang Saturday, June 29th with Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, a celebration of all things patriotic. The performance includes music from West Side Story and The Music Man. Get your tickets today at deervalleymusicfestival.org. Find out more and enter to win a pair of free tickets at kslnewsradio.com.
Where it's your home, your way.
KSL News Time, 529. Time for another check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And Ricky Meese, back to you.
Well, northbound on I-15, even though we are starting to see a little more traffic hitting the highway, that's typical for this time of the morning, and we still have a good drive from Provo up to the point of the mountain, and then from Draper into downtown. If you're coming in from Parley's Canyon, it is a nice, quiet, and leisurely drive from the summit to the valley floor, and then from there on over to I-15. We're starting to see a little more traffic on the west side roadway. roadways northbound, both Bangor Highway and I-215 going through West Valley. Also starting to see just a little bit of traffic appearing now eastbound on the 21st South Freeway. If you're out to catch an early morning flight, you're in good shape on I-80 between I-15 and Bangor. Experience the Mormon Miracle Pageant at the foot of the majestic Manti Temple in Manti, Utah. Begins evenings June 20th through 29th, excluding Sundays and Mondays. Free of charge, visit MormonMiracle.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center. You probably noticed the cooler weather yesterday and this morning. 40s and 50s to start off. Really pleasant day, sunny, breezy, and temperatures into the upper 70s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
It is 51 degrees.
Looks like a new accident on Highway 40 by Jordan L. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top local story this hour, fire officials around the state are reminding cities they need to update their firework restriction plans, especially with the extra dry conditions we've seen so far.
KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has more live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Becky?
Amanda, in the past, a city's fire marshal could simply put a fireworks ban in place, but the new law says city and county councils now have to approve those plans. So the state fire marshal is reminding cities they better get those plans together now because conditions are dry and getting worse, and July is fast upon us. Salt Lake County is posting on their website a list of firework restrictions. The Forest Service has announced campfire restrictions in many areas. They even closed some camping areas in southern Utah because the fire danger is so high. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Utah fireworks restrictions could come just in the nick of time. Hundreds of firefighters in Arizona are fighting hot, windy conditions, helping to spread a fire in the Prescott National Forest. There's another fire burning near the Grand Canyon. A fire in southern New Mexico's Gila National Forest has now grown to 47 square miles. In Colorado, hot, windy conditions continue to work against firefighters there, battling a 500-acre wildfire in a sparsely populated area southwest of Denver.
The federal government is spending less and less on preventing wildfires, even as the nation endures increasingly destructive blazes. The Obama administration is proposing a 31% cut to the MAIN program that clears brush and overgrown trees to prevent forest fires. The Forest Service treated 1 million fewer acres this year than last.
KSL's top national story this hour, USA Today reports that thousands and thousands of unnecessary surgeries are performed every year by U.S. doctors. Jeff Kaplan is live at the KSL National News Desk with the story. Jeff?
Brian, it's a staggering statistic. Up to one out of every five common surgeries aren't necessary. USA Today discovered there are sensational cases that make the news, but for the most part, the problem is hidden, unreported. Cases like the Louisiana 22-year-old who had a few fainting spells, his doctor put in a pacemaker. The list of unneeded surgeries is a long one. Stents, angioplasty, knee replacement, spinal surgeries. USA Today reports that since 2005, more than 1,000 doctors have paid malpractice claims. A small fraction of the doctors out there, but a huge number of surgeries in question. Live, Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. Guess who's running for mayor in Roy? The teen who plotted to set off a bomb at Roy High. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Andrew?
Amanda, Joshua Hogan did 6 months in a juvenile detention facility. Before his guilty plea, prosecutors had been considering trying him as an adult. Instead, his juvie record is sealed, and he's free and clear to run. The Standard Examiner got an email from this guy. In it, he says he feels his past and conduct since show he's been successfully rehabbed. Quote, being trusted with the mayorship would be the ultimate way for me to fully give back to my community. Incumbent Joe Ritchie is running again. He says the issue may come up at the meet the candidates night. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
The White House could be looking to the NBA to give them an assist in promoting the president's health care law. Politico is reporting the Obama administration has reached out to the league about a potential marketing partnership. It's unclear whether a partnership would put big-name players in ad campaigns or just allow the NBA logo on marketing materials. The league doesn't want to talk about it.
A compromise could be in the works for immigration reform in the Senate. Sources tell ABC's Jim Avila the compromise centers around money to secure the borders.
This compromise involves more border security. It includes more Border Patrol agents,
more fencing, and more money for border security.
Those same sources are signaling a vote could take place within days.
The compromise in the Senate apparently did not come from Utah Senator Mike Lee. The Senate rejected his amendment, requiring Congress to vote on a border security plan before immigration reform could be approved. His amendment was one of 10 to come up for a vote yesterday.
Other national stories KSL is following. Another former NTSB official is speaking out about the 1996 crash of TWA Flight 800. But this one is calling into question the claims made by former investigators who say the crash was no accident. Tom Howetter was the former director of aviation safety for the agency. He says the timing of the accusations is suspect.
Well, partly, I think, is the anniversary date's coming up. They've been looking for a medium for years to get more people interested in their theory. And it appears somebody has agreed to make a documentary or a movie of their theory.
A documentary coming out next month suggests the plane was hit with a missile rather than the victim of a faulty fuel tank.
Well, a surprise announcement from the Utah Jazz this week, the return of Jerry Sloan. The former head coach will come out of retirement as kind of an advisor. Jazz president and COO Randy Rigby talked about it on Utah's Afternoon News.
Ty has asked to be able to have also Jerry available so that he can also look to him in getting advice and discussing different things that he's seeing and issues that are coming that he's dealing with. And so it's going to be a great asset.
Sloan will be returning in an assist and support role.
And Utah's morning news continues, a stare down between the U.S. and Syria.
And we're going to head back outside, get you an update on your morning commute as you're heading into work. KSL News Time, 5:35.
Why not celebrate summer in bold fashion in beautiful Bryce Canyon City? There's no better place for vibrant scenery, pleasant temperatures, and a scenic road trip as you enjoy Bryce Canyon National Park, a wonderful 7,600-foot high elevation respite that provides mild summer temperatures and cool evenings. There's certainly plenty to do, including hiking, breathtaking photography, ranger programs, and world-class stargazing, not to mention the hundreds of miles of wide-open ATV trails that interconnect Bryce Canyon City at the edge of the Ponce Against Plateau, great for outdoor enthusiasts and wildlife viewing. Bryce Canyon National Park is open year-round, offering convenient shuttle service with daily runs that connect hospitality like Ruby's Inn and Ruby's Campground sites. Bryce Canyon National Park is perfect for families with astronomy programs and stargazing activities. Ask about the Junior Ranger program for kids. Then, don't forget in July, their 4th annual Geology Festival, July 26th and 27th. Celebrate summer in bold Bryce Canyon City fashion. For information, visit Bryce Canyon City, UT.gov.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial health and future. Better is one with experience and knowledge of their industry and has your financial future in mind. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your financial health, especially in light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs who belong to the Utah Association of CPAs receive constant and continuing required education to ensure your financial health and well-being. CPAs are the most qualified to advise you on your taxes and are also experts in business and personal finance issues, tax planning, general accounting, overseeing processes and procedures, as well as risk management for all your personal and business needs. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most for your financial well-being. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
Backyards.
Perfect. Grandma, start making some extra potato salad.
7 till 10 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 5:45.
A surprising uptick in the number of overdoses from a seemingly harmless drug. With an in-depth look, I'm Paul Nelson.
The news is sponsored by The Shane Company. With hundreds of engagement ring styles, get a unique engagement ring perfect for her at Shane Company. KSL News Time, 5:38.
U.S. forces are sending a message to the Syrian regime by conducting training exercises across the border in Jordan. ABC's chief global affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz is there where concern is spreading.
Jordan is America's key ally in the region and is worried that the war in Syria will spill over its borders. The royal family asking the U.S. to leave its fighter jets and a Patriot missile battery behind when the exercise ends.
Tropical Storm Barry is bearing down on Mexico's Gulf Coast and is expected to make landfall within hours. Forecasters say Barry could cause life-threatening flash flooding and mudslides.
Fans of HBO's series The Sopranos are mourning the loss of the show's star. James Gandolfini died while on vacation in Rome yesterday. He spent 6 seasons playing the criminal Tony Soprano, a lumbering British mob boss with a tortured psyche. It's believed he suffered a heart attack. He was only 51 years old.
It may come as a surprise, but Americans only get about 17% of their calories from fast food restaurants. A new study finds that two-thirds of our calories come from supermarket foods, with desserts and breads leading the way. Tosh head dietitian Carrie Woodruff says processed foods are less expensive, but Americans eat too many of them.
That's what we need to be looking at, is how do we decrease our intake of those foods, regardless of where they're coming from. So knowing where they're coming from will help us target the messages.
Woodruff says food manufacturers need to be held accountable just as much as food makers do. KSL News Time is 5:39. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And what do you see out there, Ricky?
Well, we do have a new accident reported. I think I can see the flashing red lights, but it's very hard. There's not a lot of cameras in this area of Summit County. It's on Highway 40, and it's going to be very close to Jordanelle, there by River Road, and that's going to be SR 32. So approximately milepost 10, if that gives you an idea of where it's at. But right now, there's not a lot of traffic in that area to begin with, so don't anticipate a big backup. But that's the only issue we have. Down in the valley, a little closer to home, we're actually in really good shape on the valley freeways, main secondaries, and our side streets. Freeway traffic is starting to build, but we have no problems reported. Come see Sony's new 4K TVs at RC Willie, 2300 South, 300 West in Salt Lake on Saturday from noon to 6. The first 25 people will get 2 free movie tickets. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here at KSL Weather Center. A front brought us some cooler weather yesterday, and guess what? It's going to be cool again today. In fact, this morning, 50s and upper 40s in some places. Yeah, it's a cool June day. Sunny and upper 70s the high. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the 9s, Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Yesterday at this time, it was 76 degrees. Right now, it's 51.
Yeah, I
downtown.
Know. Isn't it crazy? Up and down.
So nice.
So we might see some Supreme Court decisions just after 8 o'clock
yeah.
this morning. There are 14 cases left for us to learn about. I took a look at them yesterday. Some of them are so complicated, I'm not even sure I understand the issue.
You don't even know what they're talking
they're
about.
They're so specific.
Yeah, yeah.
But some of them are
some pretty big hitters.
Yeah, like, of course, there's the DOMA and Prop 8 and affirmative action.
Sure.
We're going to talk with the law professor, Paul Cassell, at 8:45. So whether we get the big ones or whether he can just explain to us what the
maybe
remaining
some of the 14
are. Right.
Yeah.
That's at 8:45 on Utah's Morning News.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
I'm Marshall Tate, and my company is Midwest Commercial Interiors. So you need office furniture, but you don't have a lot of time. It's not uncommon. Maybe you underestimated lead times, perhaps your new space is ready sooner than you expected, or maybe you've realized that bringing your old furniture would be a big mistake. You could even be having second thoughts about one of our competitors who you've already engaged, but you're feeling like you're just too far down the road to turn back. It's never too late to call Midwest. At Midwest, we have dedicated teams that specialize in quick turnaround projects. Our real-time 3D design capability allows us to accomplish more in 2 days than our competitors can in 3 weeks. You won't have to settle for a poorly designed space, and nobody can design, specify, and quote your project faster than Midwest. Our buying power allows us to shave weeks off manufacturer lead times, and our in-house installation crews can accommodate the most demanding deadlines. At Midwest, you'll never pay more, you'll just get more. And that's my personal commitment. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time? I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
Drums.
The keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords.
Simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song. A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me. I couldn't believe it.
Thank you.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just play. This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
Being home to award-winning companies is what makes Clearfield City special. Companies like Futura Industries, a world-class manufacturer of custom aluminum extrusions. Turning raw aluminum into thousands of different components is what Futura Industries does best. Products that you may use every day in your home and workplace, from the automotive, flooring, and home improvement industries to components of solar products, custom workstations, and fitness equipment. Voted one of Utah's best places to work and one of Utah's most admired companies, Futura Industries takes care of their people, their greatest asset, and their people take pride in their work, translating into products that are a cut above in quality and customer satisfaction. Impressive manufacturers, a top-notch city. That's Clearfield City. Clean family living with neighborly neighborhoods, spacious city parks, good schools, and a leading manufacturing hub. Good for job growth and for our local economy. Now you know why the slogan "We've Got It Made" is true. Award-winning companies, award-winning people. It's a way of life. Clearfield City.
Help you just like they've helped thousands of people. Visit RickEdelman.com.
This is something new for each of us to deal with.
House Majority Leader Brad Dee opening the meeting where the House of Representatives, the Republican caucus, debating how to move forward on the issues surrounding our Attorney General. We'll review everything they did on Thursday's Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Added news on the quarter hour on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, fireworks will be allowed in Salt Lake County for the 4th and 24th of July. But there are some restrictions on certain areas announced by the Unified Fire District. The agency says with extremely dry conditions out there, you've got to be careful where you burn.
Other local stories we're following. A felony charge has been dropped against a small town Utah police chief in a cash for traffic ticket scandal outside Zion National Park. The judge said Springdale Chief Kurt Wright was not responsible for a failure by town officials to forward ticket money to the state court system.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
No problems on the roads here in the valley, but in Summit County we do have an accident reported there by Jordanell. It's a crash on Highway 40 at SR 32 by River Road going eastbound. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A cool day for June, starting in the 50s, ending in the high 70s with sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now it's 51 downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour, the death of actor James Gandolfini has rocked the entertainment world. The star of The Sopranos suffered a massive heart attack while on vacation in Italy. He was only 51 years old.
You track the amount of pain medicines you take and the amount of cold medication, but do you know exactly how much caffeine you've had today?
Some health officials say most people don't, and that's causing some health issues. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has this in-depth look.
They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Some people just can't get their day started without a dose of caffeine.
Caffeine is very bad for you.
They're all men need coffee.
Whether it comes from soda or a cup of joe, a lot of people just have to have their fix.
Coffee time! Coffee.
There are so many different ways to get caffeine now. We have energy gum, energy drinks, caffeinated waffles with caffeinated maple syrup. There are even workout pants laced with caffeine. And with this influx of new ways to get it, officials with the Utah Poison Control Center say they're seeing an uptick in the amount of overdoses from caffeine.
These are real overdoses. These aren't people that are a little bit jittery.
Outreach Education Coordinator Marty Malhero says people are calling in with chest pains, heart palpitations, or they've been throwing up violently. She says one of the reasons why is because people really don't keep track of how much caffeine they take in.
The amount of stimulants that anyone takes in their body is really ambiguous.
Even if people look at the nutrition facts of energy drinks, Malhero says they might not be looking closely enough at the serving size.
The majority of the energy drinks themselves are two servings, so you're getting a double dose right off the bat.
And not all forms of caffeine are clearly listed on the can.
But you have guarana and yerba mate and cacao.
Executive Director Barbara Inslee Crouch says if people just stuck with their soda or their coffees, they would likely be fine. Crouch says the way people sip coffee slowly may make it safer than energy drinks.
My peak concentration isn't going to be as high as somebody who takes a can of an energy drink that has the same amount of caffeine and powers it down.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Caffeine-lined sweatpants?
And waffles.
Waffles and syrup? Now, I'm guilty of, Brian, I must say, working this shift, I've been...
I Kind of agree with you.
I've been more dependent upon it than I should. Grant goes through phases. Sometimes he's really good, and he won't have any caffeine at all.
You know, I have times where I've been trying to do recently where I go throughout the morning until about 10 o'clock where I don't have any caffeine or anything like that.
I know it would be better. My sister, all the time, she's saying, are you not drinking diet soda? You should not be drinking diet soda.
Yeah.
Because she knows that it's not good and she loves me and doesn't want me to have. But and isn't this a good thing? They're not talking about the jitters. They're talking about serious overdose.
Yeah.
What a great report, Paul. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that was really good.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
And at 5:49, we check traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And how are things looking right now, Ricky?
Well, here in the Valley, we're okay. We're seeing typical building on the freeways, but nothing out of the norm. We're in good shape. But I keep seeing more emergency crews going to this accident in Summit County. It's there eastbound at Highway 40 and SR 32 close to River Road. Now, this is going to be in the Jordanelle area. Right now, it's not in a way that I can see many details through the UDOT camera, but just be aware there are going to be a lot of emergency crews at the scene. It could cause you a little bit of slowing going through that immediate area, but no other real details available at this time. But Summit County drivers, just keep that in mind if you're going to be planning to travel Highway 40. Learn to buy land for pennies on the dollar from the Queen of Foreclosures. Weekend, July 12th, and at Montego Bay in Wendover, visit Smile, the number 4, the letters UINC.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look now at the KSL 7-day forecast.
No complaints looking at the 7-day, guys. We've got a number of cooler than usual days ahead, which is nice. We started cooling yesterday in the afternoon, and today highs about 79 after a pretty nippy morning out there. Sunny and 83 tomorrow. And sunny skies, 82 Saturday. So some nice days ahead, cool mornings, warm afternoons. It's going to be hotter on Sunday, though. South wind blowing, 90 and mostly sunny. Monday, more clouds and 88. Tuesday, 87, mostly cloudy and slight chance of showers and thunderstorms for our Tuesday. Wednesday, back into the low 90s, getting hotter. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, downtown, a few clouds, 51 degrees.
KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them.
You might be staying away from an all-electric car simply based on battery life. Those things die, and you're stuck somewhere. You just can't go very far. You can't always bring along an extra battery, but who's really going to do that? Well, Volvo and a Swedish power company hope to change everything. They're working on a new type of road that actually charges your electric car as you drive over it. Last year, they built a quarter-mile-long track with two power lines in the road. The idea: keep cars continuously supplied with electricity. They say they plan to test electric cars in the near future. The road charging your car. Just better not do any off-roading. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Real Salt Lake hosts Western Conference foe Seattle Sounders on Saturday, June 22nd at Rio Tinto Stadium. Presented by Maverick. Kick is set at 7:30 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5:30. Support your team as they battle for their second win against the Sounders this season. Visit RealSaltLake.com or call 801-727-2700 to get your tickets today.
Here's Alvarez, backdoor shot to goal! Robbie Finley finishes that one!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Is a test of the emergency alert system.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
First, it's about the community. Then, it's about you. One day, Riverton Hospital may be there for your family. Today, it'll be there for dozens just like yours. That's why this Saturday, first, it's about them. Join the Riverton Hospital Family 5K starting at 9 a.m. Run, jog, or walk to make a difference. Then enjoy a free pancake breakfast when you're done. After the run, it's about you. Join Riverton Hospital and Primary Children's Outpatient Services for a free community health fair until 2 p.m. Free health screenings, an interactive operating room, community resource information, drawings for gift baskets, bounce houses, even a giant slide makes this the perfect Saturday family event. But start with registration for the run. You'll find details located at RivertonHospital.org. You have until 7 this evening to register. So visit RivertonHospital.org now. Do it for the community. Then do it for your family. Get details now at RivertonHospital.org.
This morning, it seems like in the wee hours of the morning, they came to a compromise on immigration. Wow.
Yeah.
And there could be a vote within 24 hours. More coming up on KSL.
We're watching Utah's Money. Salt Lake's newest mall earned $200 million in its first 9 months. And City Creek Center sales are on track to hit the $266 million mark for its first year of operation. By contrast, the Gateway Mall sales dropped 20% last year.
Houston's historic Astrodome is in disrepair. County officials want to spend $194 million to turn the building into a convention center and exhibition space. The original stadium was once dubbed the Eighth Wonder of the World.
Checking your markets right now, the pre-markets, the futures, Dow futures down 106 points, the NASDAQ futures down 27, S&P 500 futures down 14.
And it looks like we've got a good commute so far. We'll check it again coming up on KSL News Radio.
Regrets? Oh, we're all going to have them. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do. At some point, you're going to wish you'd done something differently. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. But let me tell you a couple of things you'll never regret. You'll never regret spending extra time talking to your teenager. Trust me. You'll never regret answering your three-year-old's question about where the water in the bathtub comes from. And I've never seen anyone wish they hadn't sat in the kitchen laughing with their children and telling them goofy stories about when they were kids. Yeah, sure, we're all gonna have regrets, but talking too much with our kids won't be one of them.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Family fun is close to home at Snowbird, only 6 miles from the Salt Lake Valley. Purchase a one-buck cup at any Wasatch Front Holiday Oil location and get a $10 off adult or $5 off child coupon for the already affordable all-day activities pass. Make it a weekend with overnight getaways from just $60 per person. Visit snowbird.com for details. That's snowbird.com.
NewsRadio.com.
KSL News Time is 5:59. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships, and it's a pretty morning. Any problems out there this early, Miss Ricky?
Well, not here in the Valley, Amanda. We have a nice ride on I-15 as well as the rest of the Valley freeways. But it's in Summit County where we have an accident, probable injuries with this, and it has been upgraded to a severe incident. And that means there could be lanes blocked. The fact of the matter is, it is so far out there, there aren't a lot of UDOT cameras available for us. The traffic cameras just don't show us too many details. So this is all I have to go on. Summit County drivers, if you're planning to travel Highway 40, this crash is being reported as a closed road at milepost 10. Now that was by River Road in the Jordanelle area, so you will need to use an alternate route. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Forecast today, aiming for a high of, how about this, only about 78, 79 degrees. Anything in the 70s is fantastic in the month of June. We shall take it. Sunny, though, should be a nice sunny day for your Thursday. Tonight, clear, cooler, low 52. Tomorrow, just a little bit warmer. Highs right in the low 80s, if you will. Should be okay. Right now, we've got 51 in Salt Lake City, Ogden 47, Logan a very chilly 39 degrees.
So Senator Lee's amendment did not pass.
Right.
But they have come to some sort of a compromise in the wee hours of the morning on immigration. Details just ahead.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt